Now, coming to you from a Midwestern hole in the United States,
the Dollcast. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Roth.
Hey, you freaks, this is Roth. On the Dollcast, coming to you Tuesday, because I couldn't make it Monday, because stuff happens. I apologize for not being able to record last night. I was planning on it, of course, but as usual, something pops up and you get super tired. I gotta figure out how to record earlier on Sunday evening instead of waiting to do it Monday morning or something. I don't know. I'll get it figured out eventually. Hopefully. We'll see. Had a an all right work night besides one little thing. Okay, wait. Oh, there's two things. First of all, my headphones are busted. Oh, my headphones are, every time I've been through probably like 5 sets of headphones in the two years and 3 months I've worked at this place, and they just keep busting on me. One earpiece will just stop working, and then eventually another earpiece will stop working. Well, tonight the other earpiece, the second one, didn't stop working, but it's fizzing in and out. So I need to go get a new one tomorrow, or else I will go crazy at work. So that happened. And there's this one other thing that's been driving me nuts. And it came really, hey, kitty. That's the older cat. She's in rare form right now. But, it came really to a head today. There's this bathroom upstairs that they always keep the door shut. Always. And it's a small bathroom. It has like 2 toilet seats and then 1 urinal and a sink. And that's it. And they keep it closed up. There's a door stopper to open it up to keep it open. All right. But what they do is they just go ahead and let it shut. And today I was downstairs and I smelled it. I could smell that bathroom. You know, most of the time I'd get upstairs and then I'd open the door and you could smell it. And I've done all I can to clean this place and keep that damn bathroom from smelling. And the only thing I can do to help it is once I clean it, leave the door open so it, I guess, airs out. But during the day, I guess they keep it shut, and then eventually it just, the smell gets worse and worse, and today I smelled it all the way downstairs. I went up there, the only thing I can think is that it's the urinal itself, and I poured like probably a quarter of a whole jug of Pine Sol down that thing, trying to get it to quit or something. I don't know. It's disgusting, and I can't figure out why. And I took some extra spray up there, like smell good spray too, so I set it up there so hopefully people will start using that. I'll probably end up leaving a note: leave this damn door open, smells like piss, it's gross, please comply, thank you the janitor, bitches. But anyway, that's that. I'm just, man, that is driving me crazy at work. It really is. Oh, lordy loo, lordy loo. Well, I decided that I'm going to start playing one of these. I was looking through my old NSF folder, you know, just checking out some of the old songs and some incomplete ones. Incomplete. Look at that. You can tell I got my public education, right? But, yeah, so I was looking through that, and I think what I'm going to start doing, I'm going to play a song. Just play one of them. You know, I'll play it here in a little bit. It'll pop up when it pops up. But, so I'm going to start doing that as one of the little additions to
the Dogcast.
And some of the songs are more progressive than others. Some of them are really cruddy, because it's when I first started getting, you know, started out on Nerd Tracker, and that's the only tracker I ever knew how to use. But, yeah, I'll start playing some of those, and, you know, be entertained. Go! Do it! Be entertained! Boof! Gah! But anyway, yes.
NintendoAge.com.
Hey, are you a gamer? Do you collect games? Do you like to hang out with people that are like-minded? You can do that at
NintendoAge.com.
They have a custom collection tool consisting of Nintendo and Sega consoles, which is developed by their awesome admins. So if you're into all of that,
NintendoAge.com.
Loser douchey need not apply.
Tip of the day.
On Friday the 13th, jump around until you get a knife to appear in the background. Grab that, and after obtaining it, slaughter zombies with the same character until a machete appears.
Tip of the day.
Let us go ahead and do some dev talk. I didn't get a whole lot done this weekend, but I did try some stuff. First thing that I did work on, as I did a few more of those puzzles, I probably only got, I think a maximum of 5 new ones done. Probably a maximum of 5, and I can't even remember if it was that many. It might have been 3 or 4. I think at least 5, though. That seems right. Let's see, 4 or 5. I think 5. I'll have to look at it later. But so I drew up some more of those. I haven't worked on that tool for the puzzles yet. Oh, speaking of tools, I forgot to release that palette. That palette program, too. I'm going to hold off and wait to do the extra things I talked about to it until a later date, you know, if I decide I want to. I doubt anybody even uses this tool. And if they do, I don't know. It doesn't matter. But if I decide I want to at some point, I'll just release a new version of it or something. So I'll just name this one, you know, Make Pal version 1.0 or whatever. And that is it. Let's see. Oh, I was working on the logic for the tic-tac-toe computer AI. And, you know, I had written down generally what order I wanted it to happen in and everything. But there was this problem I was having, and it's something I've tried to address before but could never come up with what I thought should be the proper method for. Okay, you can't set up. You can set up bytes from zero page into a data table, but I could never figure out how to properly read from them doing that. Well, I went into IRC at NumberNess Dev on FNet, and, well, I was already there, but I think I was already there. I don't think I had to re-log in today. But anyway, I went in there and presented the problem to him because I could never figure out why the assembler's build allowing zero-page bytes to be defined into a data table in ROM, and I could never access the information properly. Well, there's like some sort of mode that you can use where you something like load X with that and offset it by Y, and then you load A with zero, you know, the very beginning of zero page, and offset that by X, what you just loaded into X, the address, and that adds it onto the zero, and then you can get there. It's really cool, and I wish I would have known about it before, because there's many times where I've been wanting to use a table like that, you know, a data table using zero page bytes, but couldn't do it because I couldn't figure out how to actually access them. And see, this is what happens. There's all these addressing modes that I don't understand. I don't know how to use them. But whatever. That's what happens, I guess. It's a bummer. Oh, man. Yes, it's a bummer. But so that's what I got done with that. The tic-tac chip. Hi, kitty. Yeah, I hear you. You're loud. And so I got that started to work on that, the artificial intelligence. So, and that's all I've gotten done so far is starting to code that and worked on some of those puzzles. Sean didn't work on any new graphics this weekend. He let me know today. He did think of ideas in his head and of ways to work on mapping for the game. So, but that's a whole nother discussion that I don't want to give too much away, of course. But so he did work a little bit, very little bit, just like me, just a little bit. But you know, it is hard keeping up with this stuff on a constant basis. Just go, 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 go. Oh, especially when there's kids all over the house. I was just saying today, I was like, man, I really wish I could have NES development as a full-time job. Wouldn't that be fun? It would be a blast. Like, treated like a real job to where, you know, I could actually sit and code or do stuff without having to, you know, go to the kids. Like going to work. You go to work, there's no kids around. It would be nice if I could actually have a job like that. But, you know, NES dev, it's niche audience. There's no way. But anyway, and so that's all the dev stuff. Okay, how many of you guys have played Donkey Kong lately? No. Not the arcade version. Not any other version except NES. There's something really tough about it. At first it's alright. You know, it starts off normal. But then things get randomly tougher. And then it gets to the point where things are moving so fast that you think, oh, well, this is impossible. I can't get past, you know, point XYZ right here. I can't do it. Well, I stumbled onto, I think it was from Nintendo Age forums that I saw this link. I can't remember 100%, but I think so. And this guy, there's this guy, man, I hope I'm not pronouncing it wrong. I don't have it written down in front of me. His name's like Tom Volvada. Volvada, maybe. Volvada. I think that's how he says it in the video. He made this video. It's a really cool tips video of of Donkey Kong for NES. And he does some tricks on there that really help and things that I just didn't know. For instance, here's just one of them. Like when you get up to the go up the ladders on the first level, if a barrel's coming by you, you can go up and just have like your hand like sticking up over the thing, so you're like sitting there waiting, but it'll go over you. It won't go down the ladder and hit you at all. And that's something I just didn't know. And then like the springboard, he has this technique where he actually goes past where the springboard lands right before where you usually are. You know, usually I'm on the right hand side and I try to get up the ladder that way. Well, he like goes past it so it bounces, the spring bounces onto his right side, and then he gets up that way, goes up the ladder that way. So that's pretty nifty. And then also on the third level, the last one, he like leaves that middle hammer and gets the whole left side except for the little rivet or whatever next to the hammer. And what he does is he grabs that and gets over there and tries to kill some enemies. And if you're on the right hand side of the screen, then the enemies appear on the left hand, and so they'll be stuck over there. I'll post a link to the video. It's really cool. And I have to say, it really helped me a lot. I don't generally score real high. I don't even know what scores I've had before, you know. But I felt like I did really well. I got quite a few stages in. So, it's a really cool video. Cool tip video. And it's real in-depth. Matter of fact, the whole last one where Donkey Kong's up there, you know, where he falls after you beat it. that whole thing is, he goes into so much depth about that I just, it blows my mind. Absolutely blows my mind. But, yeah, so I'll post a link to that. And he gets to the kill screen on it. So that's something else that you can think about. You're like, what? Kill screen? Yeah, it's like level 133 after three rotations. Each one of them is one level. Like there's the barrel level, the springboard level, and then the third level, you know, with the rivets or whatever. That's all counted as one level doing those three, I guess. So after you get to 133, then it breaks or something. I don't know. It's pretty crazy. I'm gonna do some math real quick. Wait. So you take 3, 9, 9, 10, 9, 10, 9, 10, 30, 30, 30, 30, 60. Wait a second. That's not right. I'm totally doing this wrong. 3 times 3 is 9. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, that's 399 if you counted them each as a level. Should have been able to do that in my head. Oh well. But, yes, that's it. Okay, freaks, I'm getting out of here. I will report back tomorrow, and we will talk about other stuff. We'll see how much I get done. I don't know how much I get done, but we shall find out. All right, take it easy, and if you catch me slipping, tell Kevin.